Welcome to Shom Hashom and Adav, share sponsor, Lirui Shvas, Ayin Be'ak Hashom, Le'av Asi Yitzchok. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Chagigo, we're holding in that base. And the Gemara right in the beginning brings the drasha that it says in the Pasuk, Yiroi kol zechurcho espnei hodon Hashem. The Gemara dashins, Yirei Yiroi, kedech sheba lirois, kach ba lirois. The Torah has the opposite girso. But according to both girsois, the idea is that we're comparing the Re'iyah of the Adam, when he comes to Beis HaMikdash to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Re'iyah Kiv Yochel Klape Mala Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's coming to see, or he's there and seeing the Adam coming to Beis HaMikdash. Yireh Yireh, Yireh of Klape Malo, and Re'iyah of Adam. Now the Gemara is bringing this drasha to teach us that one has to have two eyes, cannot be sum be'achas meino, can't be blind in one eye, in order to be chayav with Re'iyah. But in the Sfarim HaGedoshim is brought down that this is a drasha in general of how Re'iyah Sponim, how we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Sefer Charedim in Perek Samech Vov says, that as much as a person is looking klape malo, as much as a person is expecting and waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at him, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks back. And then there's a relationship of Re'iyah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives Hashpa, Shefa, Gadol coming from above. The Sefer Charedim says that even though our Gemara is saying it only Gabe Sholosh Regalim, that's for most people. La'amoy na'am, that's when you come three times to the Regal, is to have that ultimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. But for the Tzaddikim, it could be every moment, when every time a person is mistake klape malo, he's looking above towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, waiting for the Hashpa. So then, Kemayim Panim El Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks back and brings the Hashpa down here. And in Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, that's how he explains the Zohar and Parshas Beshalach. That there the Zohar says, that it says, Ki Savoyu Lirois Ponai. That the only way to come and have Re'iyah Sponim, Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when a person comes and has the right kavana, and he knows which kavana to have in his mind, klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, it's not enough just to come and appear in Beis HaMikdash. But the idea of Elias Regel means that one needs to come and prepare himself. One has to do the hachana to get the Re'iyah Sponim. Yireh Yireh, you do, you get back. It's an elevation of oneself to get to that level. And this brought down also in the Sefer Chassidus, the Shem Yishmuel and the Shri Shepesach, Tafri Shain Aleph, brings the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, that the whole idea of Yirei Yiroi is that a person needs to know, they needs to look at himself and see if he's Roi to see Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shem Yishmuel says, a person will think, oh, I'm a Choyte, I'm a Baal Aveiro, maybe I can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, you have to know what the Gemara is going to tell us later, the Avdal Amud Beis. The Lashon is Evet Sherabbi Mitzapa Liroisoi. A person needs to come and realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to see me. So how great I am. How much potential I have to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should have such an ava and such an enthusiasm and anticipation to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And very similarly, the Ramez brings the name of the Sfas Semes. That the more a person is waiting, anticipating, and yearning to fix himself, the more he will be fixed. That's the Ashpa of the Moyed. The one is able to fix himself and correct and elevate by having that yearning. Meaning all these stories are teaching us that going to be Samigdosh is how much a person elevates himself. That's how much Re'iyah Sponim he can have. This is the opening, this Masechta. When we're talking about Re'iyah Sponim, Aliyah L'Regel, talking about that it's not just a formal action that one needs to do, but it needs to be that elevation a person brings himself, that's how much he will get from it. And just to add to this, one nekuda that was zoiche to discuss with my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zatzal. Then the next daf, Dav Gimel Daf, the Gemara brings, Dorash Rav, Ro Dash in the Pasuk that says, Mayafu pa'amayich ba'ne'olim bas nodif. How beautiful is your walking in shoes, the daughter of a nodif. So the Gemara Dash is Kamanoim Reglaim Shilistrah Bishah Shoidim La Regal. How beautiful is Am Yisrael when they go to the Regal? Bas Nodiv Bitoy Shil Avraham Avinu Shenikra Nodiv. The daughter of Avraham Avinu is called a Nodiv, and the Gemara says because it was Tchila Lagim, it was the first gear. Why, when we're going to the regel, we're focusing on the p'china of Avraham Avinu, that he's a nodiv, that he's t'chil agerim? Why is that the focus? And we can add to this even more. We say in davenings of Yom Niroim, of Slichus, we say, Tavienu la'akotshecho v'sevchinu beis v'secho. Bring us the beis HaMikdash. What's the pasuk? This pasuk is a pasuk that we're reading in the Haftar of Tainz Tzibur. It's talking about the goyim and nilvim al Hashem. Talking about goyim that will join Am Yisrael. We're using that pasuk to speak about going to see Beis HaMikdash. Why dafka this? So you see from here that the way you go to Beis HaMikdash, it needs to be like a ger. It needs to be like a nodiv. It can't be mitzvahs anoshim ulamodo. The only way to connect to Beis HaMikdash is not by doing something that you did yesterday, you're just doing it again, because that's what you need to do. But it needs to be a new beginning. Like a ger, like a nodiv who starts something new with full of enthusiasm, with full excitement. It's something new that nothing is pushing him to do it. That's our relationship to Beis HaMikdash. That's the connection to Aliyah L'Regel. When Am Yisrael Aliyah L'Regel, they're called Bas Nodiv, Bitosh Avraham Avinu, who Tchila L'Gerim, he's the beginning of something new, something which is not part of something in the past. That's the only way you connect to Beis HaMikdash. Yireh, Yireh, the more you're Yireh, the more Yireh you get. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.